Yeah, one of our favourites here at the Big Sports Breakfast, Brad Rosen, talking NBL. And Brad, what a competition we've got on our hands this year. The closeness of it must be thrilling for the NBL executives. Good morning, mate.
Good morning, boys. It's unbelievable. I don't think I've seen a league, and I don't think you'll find a league like this, where basically the top place team is only two wins in front of the bottom place team. There is no easy win on any night. Mm. You can see with all the upsets, there was 13 games in a row where the team lower on the ladder beat the team higher on the ladder. Yeah, it's just been unbelievable.
Yeah, it is, which is terrific for the marketers of the NBL, but not so great for the coaches and the players who are looking to try and get some consistency going. But there are a lot of games, and obviously the home games are the important ones. You've got to defend your home turf, don't you, Brad, and then try and pick up, you know, what, every second win maybe on the road if possible?
100% true. But forget the coaches. What about the poor old Friday morning tipster that's trying to have a crack? These guys are roughy. But anyway, yeah, you're not wrong at all. There's the whole idea of what you do in any sport, really. Win your home games, split your road. That's really it. Yeah. But it's just so difficult at this stage. And, you know, teams are winning all over the place. You've just got to try and get wins at the moment. Make the top four. And obviously, if you get into the top two at the end of the season, home court advantage is just going to be massive.
One on the road earlier this week did the Sydney Kings. Watched a fair bit of this game too. Kevin Leash just underscored what a good player he is.
Good player, isn't he?
Yeah.
Oh, he's unbelievable. He had 20 points for the game, and he's opposite Rodney Clark, who's a former MVP of the NBL as well. He had 29. But Leash, he just does not take a playoff. And what I mean by that is his offense is unbelievable, but his defense is just as good. Mm. And he did a couple of things there in the game that literally just controlled it. The Kings coming off a two-game loss. Kings were struggling. Steve Blake gone back to the United States. He will not be back now. Letters come out this week. So there's no way Steve Blake's coming back, the former NBA player. So it was a big win for them, 99-93 over the Hawks, and it was a good win for them.
Yeah, mate, before we get to the Kings, obviously you'd expect Perth and New Zealand to improve and climb up the ladder, wouldn't you? And that means someone else has got to drop out.
Yeah, it's unbelievable, isn't it? The two grand finals for last year, and between these two, they've won seven titles over the last 7 years, and they are the bottom two-place team. But look, to say that Illawarra were a bottom-place team 3 weeks ago, and then they were fighting for first spot. Mm. Due to it being so close, you know, it doesn't matter where you sit on the ladder as long as you just keep winning, things will fall into place. But you are so true. Who would have expected that? That's like North Queensland and Brisbane being on the bottom of the ladder halfway through the season. Just wouldn't happen to footy.
Can only hope.
I saw this last night that the Wildcats haven't missed the finals in 30 years.
Yeah, don't you hate them?
That's as good a record as you would see anywhere in Australian sport.
It is just unbelievable. It really is. I mean, when you talk about it, the top four teams go through. So that means 30 years in a row they've won the top four. It is pretty spectacular. And they've always had a good team, and they're a good, you know, good organisation. But I tell you, they're going to be challenged this week, or this year, I should say.
Yeah, no doubt. Now, what's your best bet for the weekend? Then we'll get your best outsider, okay?
Yeah, well, I mean, I've been saying to you, it's not easy. I did get both last week, but the week before, I was shocking. But anyway, my tip is Cairns to beat Adelaide on Monday night. Okay. I really think Cairns at home will be a good one.
Okay, they're $1.53 at tab.com.au. Cairns to beat Adelaide, $1.53 Cairns, Adelaide $2.50. What's your best roughy?
Yeah, well, I'm trying to give the punters a good one here. Illawarra to beat Brisbane on Saturday night. I'm actually up there calling that game, so I'm looking forward to it. Now, Illawarra have had a week off since Monday when they lost the Kings, but Brisbane lost in New Zealand last night. So they've got to fly home today, play tomorrow night. I'm trying to look after my punters here. Illawarra to beat Brisbane.
And would you like a Sydney into Sydney? The Cairns game tonight, and that's the away game, but they're still the favourites at $1.75, into the home game against Melbourne United.
I tell you now, I pick Cairns to win tonight.
Yeah. Oh!
I mean, I love the Kings and I'm a Kings boy, but Cairns, they are so tough at home and the Kings have not travelled well at all. I don't think they can win tonight. They'll definitely get the win on Sunday, though, against Melbourne. And if anyone's listening, get to that game. That is going to be one blockbuster game, 3 p.m. on Sunday at Homebush.
And strangely enough, we're talking about all this home court advantage. I'm pretty sure Brisbane have won more games away from home than they've won at home.
Yeah, I know. This is where it's unbelievable. I know. You just can't pick it. And these poor old punters, I tell you, they're not having much fun this year.
Don't worry. We're a hardy bunch, the punters. Good on you, Brad. Give us one more,
please. Good on you, boys. Thanks, boys. Remember, go those Kings.
Go those Kings.